Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 79, oxybutynin. Oxybutynin is a medication used to treat urinary symptoms such as urgency, frequency, and incontinence. It has both direct antispasmodic action on the smooth muscle of the bladder, as well as an anticholinergic action in blocking the muscarinic effects of acetylcholine on smooth muscle. These properties cause a relaxation of the detrusor muscle, which increases bladder capacity and reduces the incidence of its spontaneous contractions. Oxybutynin is rapidly absorbed from the GI tract. The peak plasma level is reached between 0.5 to 1 hour after administration. It is highly bound to plasma proteins, undergoes extensive first-pass metabolism, particularly by the cytochrome P450 isoenzyme, cytochrome P3A4, and systemic oral bioavailability has been reported to be only 6%. And D-cetyl oxybutynin is an active metabolite. The half-life is by exponential, first phase being about 40 minutes and the second about 2 to 3 hours. Oxybutynin and its metabolites are excreted in the feces and urine. There's no evidence of accumulation. The elimination half-life may be increased in the elderly, particularly if they are frail. Indications and dose for urinary frequency, urgency, incontinence, and neurogenic bladder instability by mouth using immediate-release medicines for adult. Initially, 5 mg 2 to 3 times a day, increased if necessary up to 5 mg 4 times a day. For elderly, initially 2.5 to 3 mg twice daily, increased if tolerated to 5 mg twice daily, adjusted according to response. By mouth, using modified release tablets for adult, initially 5 mg once daily, increased in steps of 5 mg every week. Adjusted according to response, maximum is 20 milligrams per day. For urinary frequency, urgency, and incontinence by transdermal application using patches for adult, apply one patch twice weekly, which is to be applied to clean, dry, unbroken skin on abdomen, hip, or buttock. Patch should be removed every 3 to 4 days and side replacement patch on a different area. The same area should be avoided for 7 days. The need for continuing therapy for urinary incontinence should be reviewed every 4 to 6 weeks until symptoms stabilize, and then every 6 to 12 months. For nocturnal enuresis associated with overactive bladder, by mouth using immediate-release medicines for child 5 to 17 years, 2.5 to 3 mg twice daily, increased to 5 mg to three times a day, last dose to be taken before bedtime. By mouth using modified-release tablets for child 5 to 17 years, initially 5 mg once daily, adjusted in steps of 5 mg every week, adjusted according to response, and maximum is 15 mg per day. Dose equivalence and conversion: by patients taking immediate release, oxybutynin may be transferred to the nearest equivalent daily dose of Olerina XL, which is a modified release formulation. Unlicensed use in children. It is not licensed for use in children under 5 years. And intravesical instillation is not licensed for use in children. Contraindications for all antimuscarinics, systemic is angle closure, glaucoma, GI obstruction, intestinal atony, myasthenia gravis, but some antimuscarinics may be used to decrease muscarinic side effects of anticholinesterases. paralytic ileus, pyloric stenosis, severe ulcerative colitis, significant bladder outflow obstruction, toxic megacolon, and urinary retention. Cautions for all antimuscarinics, systemic, acute myocardial infarction in adults, arrhythmias, autonomic neuropathy, cardiac insufficiency due to association with tachycardia, cardiac surgery, children, there's a risk of increased risk of side effects, conditions characterized by tachycardia, a congestive heart failure, which may be worsened, coronary artery disease may be worsened as well, diarrhea, elderly, especially if frail, GI reflux disease, hiatus hernia with reflux esophagitis, hypertension, hyperthyroidism due to association with tachycardia, individuals susceptible to angle closure glaucoma, prostatic hyperplasia, pyrexia, and ulcerative colitis. Side effects, common or very common, are constipation, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, dyspepsia, flushing, headache, nausea, palpitations, skin reactions, tachycardia, urinary disorders, vision disorders, and vomiting. Rare or very rare side effects are angioedema, confusion, more common in elderly. General side effects very common are diarrhea, or specific side effects, dry eye, the transdermal use, GI discomfort, increased risk of infection. In pregnancy, manufacturers advise avoid unless essential. There's toxicity in animal studies, and in breastfeeding, manufacturers advise avoid. It's present in milk in animal studies. So that's all about oxybutynin. I hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.